Hey, what's up, guys? This is Fairy Child coming to you from the streets of Harlem, and I just wanted to do a little motivational Monday just to give you guys some motivation to start your work week or your school week or whatever it is that you're doing. Just to start the beginning of the week with a positive motivation, motivating just energy. So I wanted to speak to people that are out here feeling like, and not just myself, because like I feel like for me, I can't speak for everybody, but for me, sometimes I feel like, you know, you're trying so hard and it feels like you get 10 steps ahead to get knocked down 20 steps. But the moral of the story is you have to keep going. Do not let nothing stop you. Like, I don't care. It's going to be things coming at you left and right. It might be loss of a loved one. You might lose your job. You might get kicked out of your home. You might get a divorce. You might can't have any children. Whatever the situation is, just know that whatever it is, you have to keep going. Don't stop. We all human. We're going to feel sad for a minute, but then we're going to get back and we're going to get back on the grind. Do not stop. Just know that God got a miracle coming for you, okay? You might not feel like everything is working out right now. Like, you might be in a marriage and you hate your marriage. You've been married to your partner for years and you just feel like it's to the point where you want to leave. Just give it some grace and let God handle everything. A miracle is coming in your favor. Just keep praying and have faith. And I know it sounds so hard to have faith when you have nothing around you to really grasp onto or to believe in, because you're just like, how could this happen? Or why did this happen? Or what's going on? Just trust the process. And the reason why I'm saying this motivational Monday right now, because I woke up this morning with like just tears of gratitude, not tears of sadness, but just tears of like just gratefulness and just gratitude. I had the time to sit down because I have to work at 2:00, and I had the time to sit down and just like really just take in this morning. And my daughter went to school and she's about to go get her hair done because her birthday is coming up. So her birthday is Monday, April 1st. But we're going on vacation. We're leaving on the 31st. So she got to go get her hair done and nails done and things like that. And I had time to sit down this morning and drinking my little green tea. And I just got tears in my eyes for not in sadness, just more so in, just like I said, being grateful. Like, Father God, thank you so much that you're allowing me to be able to be here at this moment. You woke me up this morning. A lot of people didn't wake up this morning. A lot of people are fighting battles that only they know about. And I'm just so grateful that my daughter have the opportunity to get an education. And she has the opportunity to do these things. And I just got teary-eyed because it's like, damn, you know, I lost a lot of loved ones. I'm never going to get over this. I'm never going to get over it. But I know I have to get through it. And I think that also keeps me in a place of just always being so grateful and just so appreciative, because, you know, life is so priceless and so short, and you're here today, you're gone. So I think just me just having a gratitude to wake up this morning, having a gratitude that my daughter can get an education this morning, having a gratitude of I can be able to drink tea without rushing to go to somebody's job or do anything. Like, I'm literally in my element, and I'm just so grateful. And I know how life is. Every day is not going to be a happy day. You're going to have your days where you don't even want to get out of bed. But you have to keep on going. Your miracle is coming. And I'm telling you from, like, this is my testimony, that I've been down, so down, that I didn't even think I could ever get up. But people would never know that because I don't wear that on my sleeve. You know, I don't wear it. I'm a hard worker. I work hard. I take care of my family, and I love God and I love myself. So you're never going to see me moping and crying and sad. I'm going to have my days when I am. I'm human, but I'm not going to always let me get to that place and forget who I am and what I'm here for. So I just want you guys, if you're going through anything right now, you just feel like there's no way out, there is. And you just have to step outside of this box that you're in right now and just know that there's better days ahead. You might not see it, but it's coming, and your miracle is right around the corner. And the only way that's going to get to you is if you open for it. if you're not blocking everything off, if you're not being negative and gossipy and just in a negative place, then God will be able to give you a miracle. And that miracle could be whatever it is that you want, whatever it is. Unfortunately, the miracle can't bring no one back from the dead. We can't bring back our mama and papa and granny and whoever. But we can ask God to give us the strength to get through it and to have more empathy towards another person that is going through it. So I just wanted to do some motivational Monday. I'm very grateful for waking up this morning. And I was just speaking to my daughter yesterday. And I was like, oh my God, you know, because the sun stays out later. And it's just making me just feel just so happy to be able to just go for walks and hear the bird chirping. And it's just like a good feeling. And on that note, this is Fairy Child coming to you from the streets of Harlem. A miracle is coming. Just be patient, okay? Be patient. Keep aligning yourself with the positive vibes. If you have anything toxic in your life, you're not going to manifest anything positive. If you have everything toxic in your life and you're around toxic people and you're a toxic person, nothing's going to change for you. I'm just giving you realty. Nothing's going to change for your life until you change yourself. You change the way you think. You change how you live your life, what you're doing, the energy you're putting out in the universe, how you're giving back to society. You have to change you first before you want to see a miracle happen. Now, if you out here and you're doing what you need to do, you're doing the best you can do, your miracle is on the way. Don't give up. I promise you, I am a walking testimony. I have so many miracles that has happened in my life that to this day, I don't know how it happened, but I also know how it happened. I was always faithful to the Lord. I've always been grateful. I've always been humble. I've always done things that I needed to do, even though I'm not perfect, but I've always did the best I can. And I've always given back, and I've always helped people that needed me and their need at the end of their lives. I've always been there. So I feel like God is just giving back to me. Even sometimes I feel like, dang, I'm working so hard and these things around me is happening, but this is life and nothing's perfect. And you just got to keep going and just know your miracle is coming. I know what it is that I'm working on in my life, the miracle that I would like to create in my life. I hope you know what your miracle is that you want to create. And I hope that you're doing right by society and right by yourself and your family and whatever higher power, hopefully it's God and the Lord that you believe in. And everything is going to work out. And if you don't have no spirituality, I don't know how to talk about that, because I was raised on spirituality. My grandmother and my mom, I don't know how it feels not to have no spirituality. I think that right there is probably another reason why your miracles ain't happening. You need to find the source of your spirituality and find a place where you trust and believe that there is a higher power. And on that note, this is Fairy Child coming to you from the streets of Harlem. Have a wonderful weekend. Have a wonderful weekday. Have a wonderful week. And do what you need to do. Stay sucker free. Love you guys.